Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, most likely 2 Timothy is the last letter written by Paul. In it, Paul urges Timothy to remain faithful to what he has received from him. Hold fast the pattern of sound words, Paul admonishes him. Hold it fast in faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. Timothy had received from Paul a form of or pattern of sound words, an example of his teaching, almost something like a catechism, an outline that Paul gave to him. This is a pattern of sound or healthy words. So the alternative would be sick words. Paul's opponents have such sick words. All over the pastoral epistles, we see the battle between true and false doctrine raging on. These opponents, they replace that which has been preached and taught by Paul with their ideas of a higher knowledge, of a gnosis. But what they preach is sick, and it makes sick. Heresy is not only wrong or an error, it is sick and sickening. It infects Christians and entire church bodies and brings them disease and ultimately disfigurement or death. The words, this pattern of words that Paul gave to Timothy, are in contrast healthy. To stick with the apostolic teaching is not only to be right, it is healthy. Healthy in itself, and healthy for you. And why is that so? Because it is the word of God that makes alive and keeps you healthy. It is, after all, not that different than our physical life. All kinds of germs are floating around in the air, and they try to enter your body. And now with the climate change we experienced, the cold season is on again. They try to get into you, to feed on you, and, you know, just make you a little bit sick, like a cold, but there are other diseases that can ultimately either weaken or kill you. In the same way, unsound, unhealthy words are all around us, floating into our minds, influencing and manipulating us so that we may believe in something else than God, fear other things more than God, and follow other guides than his law. And we Christians do have a problem. We do have something of an immune deficit syndrome. Those sick and sickening words come into a lesion we have. There is a portal of entry into us. Our sinful flesh, or the old Adam. There is our fickleness, our greed for something new and exciting that seems to have been a feature of those who followed the gnosis in the time of Paul and hasn't died out. Let's get something new, the old stuff we know. There is our craving for success, or our craving to be liked, or to be part of some group, and many other ways in which we rather snatch for something else, snatch for something that tickles our fancy, and in that snatching, we lose what Paul tells us here to hold on to. Paul asks us to hold on the pattern of sound words. That is especially important for pastors, because pastors are the one whose job it is to hold on the good deposit and to hand it down further. It is primarily their job to receive that apostolic preaching and hand it on. And when that chain is broken, well, all that remains are sick and sickening human words. The task is pretty big, especially if you look at the end of today's reading, where Paul complains that all of Asia has left him. All of Asia? That's a pretty big territory. Paul is sitting there in Rome, and the news are not good. Can you imagine? You sit there at the end of your life, you look back at your work, and you say, all of Asia has left me. Everything I did broke down. It crumbled. Nothing's left. Well, if anybody had a reason to be frustrated, bitter, and cynical, it is Paul. Yes, there is this one light, Onesiphorus, who helped him. But to keep what is handed down, what seemed to be so difficult for the people in Asia, and from then on in Christian church history, to keep what is handed down is not simply a human possibility. No polity, no constitution, no unitary executive power, and no charismatic great leader can guarantee it. Granted, they can either foster or impede such faithfulness. But ultimately, it is God Himself, God the Holy Spirit, who makes us keep this good thing. Because this holding fast to the pattern of sound words is ultimately a fruit of faith and love. Faith in Christ makes us latch on to Christ's words as we have them through His apostles. And because we love Christ, we listen to Him and His healthy words and His healthy words only. That a Christian stays faithful and that a pastor keeps the form of sound words and preaches and teaches the apostolic word and no unhealthy stuff, that is the work of the Holy Spirit among us. This admonition to stick to the apostolic word can be abused. We can read that and say, yes, that's us. We are the faithful ones. We can pride ourselves in our orthodoxy, especially when we start comparing ourselves to others, diseased church bodies, diseased by heterodoxy. Or we can look around us and think, are we some kind of a dying breed? It is easy to become downcast or bitter and angry. But both reactions miss the point. These words are not given to us to make us either smug or to cast us into despair. Paul shows us the danger we are in. There is always the danger to follow sick words. They're floating around us. They're trying to get into us. To hold fast to the apostolic word is not a task one is ever done with. So that you can say, we have that now. Now let's go to other stuff. What's next on the agenda? And if Paul is not bitter and depressed, when his work in Asia seemed to have collapsed, when God seemed to have forsaken him, neither have we reason to think that God has left his church. No, Christ is with his church. The Holy Spirit is in us. It is God, the triune God, who sustains his church. You are not alone in that task. The triune God is with you. Your task is to hold fast to these apostolic teaching, which you will learn in the seminary. What happens here is what Paul did. You hand down the deposit, and you receive it. And you in turn hand it to others, wherever you will serve the Lord. And be confident that this healthy word will keep yourself and those you serve it healthy unto life everlasting. Amen.